Growing the perfect garden isn't always easy, so we asked our listeners for their most pressing garden questions. For our third and final episode of How Does Your Garden Grow with Laura Ney, we're going to talk about dirt, or as serious gardeners call it, soil. Leonardo da Vinci said that we know more about the stars overhead than the soil underfoot, and that's still true 500 years later. Listener Dudley Hartle lives outside Comer in Madison County, and he gets the importance of soil. He wrote in to ask how to improve his soil so the 16 blueberry bushes he planted this spring can grow best. He's already had the soil tested by the UGA Cooperative Extension Service.
I used native soil, and this was old, this was old cotton land, in the 20s. This is in Madison County, and it's upland. So it was a fairly decent native soil. And then I worked it up, amended it with rotted wood chips that was 3 or 4 years old. And then I got some additional topsoil hauled in, which has a pretty good soil analysis, and used a little bit of that. So it's kind of a combination. And then I took the soil test of the combination and of the topsoil separately, and they both came back about the same.
Dudley's questions are the right kind that home gardeners need to be asking, and it just so happens that Laura is Dr. Laura Ney with a PhD in soil science.
And I felt that I couldn't really understand agriculture and the process and plant health and sustainability without understanding what was going on in the soil.
Now she's Athens-Clark County UGA Cooperative Extension Agent, and Laura loves talking to county residents about how healthy soil is the starting point for healthy plants. Part of having healthy soil to grow our flowers and vegetables is to make sure it has the right pH.
I really, truly think it's one of the most important things to understand. If you're interested in gardening and agriculture, it's fascinating. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot more going on in the soil than most people know or maybe care to know. But having said all that, one of the most important things you can do if you're thinking about starting to grow things on a new piece of land for the first time, or maybe you've been growing for a long time, and if you've never had your soil tested, I would highly recommend getting it tested. And you will find out the basic levels of different minerals that are in your soil, some of the macronutrients that are necessary for your plants, and also your pH level, which I tell people is one of the most important things to know off the bat. If you don't know what your pH is, need to.
Think back to high school earth science class, and you might remember that pH is a measure of how acidic or basic water or soil is. pH ranges from 0 to 14, with 7 being neutral. pHs of less than 7 mean the soil is acidic, and a pH of more than 7 means the soil is basic or alkaline. A pH of 6.5, which is about as acidic as a glass of milk and far less acidic than a can of cola, is just about right for most of our home gardens. But some plants, like Dudley's blueberry bushes, prefer their soil a bit more acidic. Ideally, home gardeners should get their soil tested in the fall, but there isn't really a wrong time for a soil test, Laura says.
Another important reason to test for pH and to test early is that it takes a while to change your pH. So whether or not you need to acidify your soil or make it less acidic, you'd either be adding sulfur, adding lime, depending on which one you need to do. It can take months, like up to 6 months or more, to really fully those chemical reactions to take place in the soil and for those reactions to move far enough down in the soil to be in your root zone. The fall's also great because those reactions take place better, some of them when it's wet, and so getting that rain to really pull the lime down in the soil profile and help with those reactions. However, if you are about to plant tomorrow and you've never done a soil sample, I'd definitely go ahead and get one. You need to know where you're at. There may be a lot of things that you can change anyway. You may not need to change your pH. But even if you do, it's good to know, maybe why your plants aren't doing as well. And you can already rule out a lot of other issues if you know that your pH maybe is way off and that's just something you have to deal with for the season. But you can put lime on if you need to, and it'll just be slowly. It'll change it over the season.
What makes gardening in Georgia tricky is our red clay soil. Hard to miss if you live here in North Georgia. And that soil will become rock hard by summer if you don't figure out how to add nutrients to it. Laura says the red clay soil is all the more reason to get your soil tested.
A lot of us listening, I'm assuming everybody here is in the Athens area. So we're in what's called the Piedmont of Georgia, and we have a typical soil. Our soil tends to be that sort of reddish clay, have a lot of red clay. And the reason for that is that it's highly weathered soils up here in the Piedmont. Our soils also tend to be on the acidic side. So knowing that going into your gardening can help sometimes. It can range anywhere from high fours, which is pretty acidic, all the way up to high sixes. But I would say typically if you just have an unamended kind of backyard soil here, you're probably somewhere in the fives without amending it. And for a lot of vegetable crops, we'd love to see you in around 6.0 to 6.5. So it's not uncommon that if you don't have a lot of other amendments in your soil in this area, you may need to add a little bit of lime to get your veggies in their happy zone.
Most of us don't think about it much, if ever, but under our gardens and lawns lies a complex ecosystem. And so beyond getting your soil tested, Laura says she hopes home gardeners take care of their soil's health.
Soil is an ecosystem. It's an ecosystem like the forest is an ecosystem, like the ocean is an ecosystem. Your soil is a very complex living ecosystem, no matter what soil you have. And in, a teaspoon of soil, you have many thousands of living organisms, and they range from microscopic to earthworms and anything in between. You can certainly care for your soil in terms of what's going to create the biggest tomato and help your vegetable garden, which is important. But beyond just the basics of what you're able to send off and test for, there's a lot of quality and health that goes on in your soil and your landscape that I would encourage people to focus on, and really taking care of the health of their soil is an important resource as well.
To order a soil test or to learn more about how to care for your soil's health, we've put information from the Extension Service on our website. That's wuga.org. Thanks to all the listeners who wrote in with their garden questions for this series, How Does Your Garden Grow with Laura Ney, and to Laura for taking the time to hop on Zoom calls to answer these questions. To our listeners, happy gardening and get your soil tested.